Like most Americans, Quincy had only peripherally noticed a small but tragic shooting that occurred in November 1995 at Richland High School in Linville, Tennessee, leaving 2 dead and 1 wounded. The tiny town, population 353, seemed too remote to have any connection with Quincy's life, and the small murder spree seemed an isolated occurrence. But just 3 months later, another shooting occurred. Frontier Junior High, Moses Lake, Washington. 3 killed, 1 wounded, by a 14-year-old student. Almost exactly a year later, a new shooting in Bethel, Alaska. 2 killed, 2 wounded, by a 16-year-old gunman who had lined up a gallery of friends to watch his rampage. 8 months later, 16-year-old Luke Woodham murdered 3 people and wounded 7 in Pearl, Mississippi. 2 months after that, 3 more students die at Heath High School in West Paducah, Kentucky. The pattern was clear. Jonesboro, Arkansas. Springfield, Oregon. Littleton, Colorado. Fort Gibson, Oklahoma. Other schools, other tragedies, seared into the national consciousness. Headlines screamed of an epidemic of violence sweeping across America's youth. Video games, some cried. Too many guns, not enough parents. Or maybe it was Hollywood, or Capitol Hill, or Jerry Springer. But something had to be done to stem the tide. Ban guns, censor cartoons, install metal detectors, enforce dress codes, something. In the FBI's behavioral science unit, researchers such as Quincy were less certain. Were the shootings a genuine trend or a statistical anomaly? Were these normal children motivated by outside forces such as the media? Or did this point to a deeper developmental issue? What really drove teenagers to kill, and how could shootings be prevented? Even at Quantico, the leading criminal experts didn't have ready answers. And that frightened them, for they had children too. 6 months ago, Quincy had begun a major research effort to dissect the minds of juvenile mass murderers and identify ways to help them, as well as to prevent future shootings. The goal was to devise a system that would help identify potential mass murderers for school officials and law enforcement agencies. Also, Quincy hoped to formulate action steps to help parents and teachers deal more effectively with potentially violent teens. Identifying future shooters, however, was easier said than done.